Welcome to Talos Takes, the security podcast for everyone from the C-suite to the front lines. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Talos Takes. I'm joined once again by Nick Biasini. Thanks for coming on, Nick. Hope you're staying cool.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So we're going to be talking today about business email compromise, because this is something that you've written about recently. And a lot of people may view business email compromise, this type of attack, as being a kind of a boring or an old threat that's not really worth talking about, because these are some of the same methods attackers have been using, you know, since the dawn of the internet. But it's still really effective, right? And that's basically what made you want to write about it again.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I quote this in the blog, but if you look at like the FBI, they said that BEC actors made like more than almost $2 billion doing this in the last couple of years. And that's just an astronomical amount of money and something that really organizations need to be concerned about. And one of the reasons they really need to be concerned is this is not a technical attack. It's not delivering malware. What it's doing is it's using social engineering and working employees to try and get them to do things they shouldn't do.
So for those who may have not have heard of BEC attacks before, can you just kind of give us a quick overview of what they entail and how attackers try to lure victims in?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, at its core, it's them asking for something. What we see the overwhelming majority of the time is requests for things like gift cards. The reason they request gift cards is they're super easy for them to monetize. So what we'll commonly see is someone sending an email pretending to be an executive at a company. They usually come up with some extenuating story as to why they need gift cards, but they need your help. And they will use literally any tactic they possibly can. We've seen examples of executives saying that they're at hospice handing out gift cards to patients and things like that to really try and get people to do this. We've also seen examples where they ask for cash, but the basic behavior is very high-level email asking for your help, and they want you to get on the hook. So once you respond is when they really start to launch in with the stories of why they need help, the various reasons why they can't do it, and start pressuring you to help them.
So for when we talk about defenses for these types of attacks, is there really anything that we can be putting in place, or does it really just come down to education and educating your users, or in the case of if you're an organization, your employees, educating them that these types of attacks exist and telling them how they can kind of sniff out scams?
Well, I think it's not really a one or the other. It's kind of a little bit of both, right? You need to have the technology in place to do some of the things. Some of the things that I talk about in the blog are some organizations have gone so far as to tag emails that are external. One of the biggest things that you'll see is when you're doing a BEC campaign, the emails are always coming, or almost always coming, from the outside. And if that's the case, even just doing a little tag in the email, if you educate your users, can go a long way. And there are protections in products and things that you can do that can help protect some of these. But in this is normal human English. And these types of requests, unfortunately, happen all the time legitimately. So it's very hard to have a one solution fits all that's going to catch everything that you could see.
And like I mentioned, these techniques are, you know, go back to the dawn of the internet and email. Do we really have any reason to believe why this type of attack would ever go away?
No, they're making way too much money. I mean, there is absolutely no reason why they would ever stop doing this. If anything, I fully expect this to get worse. I mean, we're getting better and better generally at preventing malware from executing and getting better at defending against exploits. But what you can't really defend for is a user making a mistake. And that's what these guys absolutely prey on, is a user making a mistake. And let me tell you, as soon as you make one mistake, they're immediately back at you asking for more money.
All right, awesome. Well, thanks as always, Nick. I appreciate your time. And just kind of a final reminder to everyone that if there's an email that comes your way that promises you that they have a PS5 deal, it's probably not legit.
That's a true story.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of Talos Takes. Please join us next time where we talk about something else that's top of mind for us.